This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. The autopsy report for Elijah McClain has been changed to death by ketamine overdose. This after the coroner learned new information from a grand jury investigation. But McClain's new autopsy still considers the manner of his death undetermined. The change could significantly impact an upcoming trial against police officers and paramedics charged in McClain's death. An arraignment is scheduled for November. The State Health Department plans to send COVID-19 booster vaccination buses to community events this weekend. CPR health reporter John Daly has more.
The shots are available at 10 large sites statewide and at community events. The state's mobile vaccine bus is scheduled at several locations. Those include the Latino Chamber Food Truck Fiesta in Longmont, the Breckenridge Oktoberfest, and the annual Fruta Fall Festival. Anyone 12 years and older who's completed a COVID-19 primary vaccine series can get an Omicron dose. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
An opera performance in Steamboat Springs tonight is making history. CPR's Andrew Villegas explains.
The organizers of Steamboat Opera's staging of As One say it's the first time a production of this show has a transgender cast, director, and conductor. The story traces the experiences of a protagonist who is transgender and recounts her childhood through traveling to a different country in college. It's among the most produced contemporary operas in the world, with over 50 new stagings since its premiere in 2014. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
And a note that CPR's arts reporter Eden Lane is the director. This is CPR News.